Vice President of Diversity Inclusion, Chief Diversity Officer, former small forward at Central Michigan, Lee Hampton, joins us. Big week for you, Lee.
Very big week, Ray. Very big week. Before we go there, how are you feeling, man? Everything okay with you? COVID's been pretty serious.
Yeah, still fighting it.
Gotcha. But no, we have a big week, man. This is MLK, Martin Luther King Week at the college. We want the whole community to support the great activities and initiatives and events that we have planned.
And, yeah, you have quite a lot. I was reading your lineup. You have quite a lineup, and it's going from the 18th to the 21st, obviously all virtual.
Yes, sir. All virtual because of, you know, COVID, and we want to keep everyone safe. But President Phelan made a great point, and that was that even if we're virtual, we want to be able to produce the same level of excellence and commitment as if we were in person. So if that's classes, if that's initiatives, activities, extracurricular activities, tutoring, whatever it is, everything is virtual, but the level of excellence has remained. And the same thing would be for the MLK community celebration.
And being virtually, it might even give more people a chance to participate.
You know what? We're finding out, honestly, a lot of virtual things that are taking place at the college as well as in the community, the numbers have increased because more people are able to jump on, more people are able to support, and things of that nature. So, and it's convenient.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us an idea of what's coming up.
So we have the keynote or the main event is Monday at 6 p.m. That's on MLK Day. At 6 p.m., Reggie Hayes, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer at CMS Energy. He's a brilliant, powerful individual. He'll be speaking on Dr. King's dream for today. And it's going to be really powerful, and I'm hoping that everyone has a chance to go to our website and simply click on whatever event that you want to attend. You just simply click on it. You go to jccmi.edu. And Dr. King's dream for today, Greg, with all the things that are taking place, I just think that this is probably going to be one of the most important MLK days in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, even what we just saw at the Capitol, some people struggle with understanding that is there a necessity to still have a Dr. King Day or to still focus on social justice or civil rights or racism, this, that, and the other. And they struggle with it. But one of the good things that I'm hoping that took place from January 6th, although it was a day that would live in infamy in our nation's history, when our nation was attacked by terrorists, domestic terrorists, and the Capitol was overrun. One of the good things I'm hoping that comes from that, sometimes when Dr. King in 1955, when Rosa Parks didn't give her a seat up, and they started the Montgomery bus boycott, and you've seen the dog, you've seen when they were peacefully walking over the Edmund Pettus Bridge, the little children, the water holes, skin whipped off of the dog biting them. You've seen that. The difference was, Greg, was that it was filmed. And once it was filmed, the whole world saw. Like, whoa, they said, no, slavery ended like 100 years ago. Everything is good. But when they saw that these officers and these individuals did all of this to these pre-peaceful protesters, it woke them up. And that's when white allies got on board and said, we need to really support. And you saw the Civil Rights Act of 1963, Voting Rights Act of 1964 passed, which really gave us a step forward. On the 6th, because of what happened, Greg, I don't know if you ever heard of Miriam Carey. She's a 34-year-old dental hygienist who the police were following, and she didn't stop quick enough. This was a few years back. She ventured near the Capitol. Greg, they blew her to smithereens because she got too close to the U.S. Capitol. Black woman. On January 6th, overrun, Proud Boys and their allies, white supremacists, Nazi, Confederates, flag carrying. They overran the Capitol. There was so much restraint shown. No one was shot except the lady that came, that hit the door after the police had moved to let her go through. There wasn't mass arrest, like little children being streamed into the paddy wagons in the South. Senator, police officer lost his life. They walked in, taking selfies with law enforcement, walked out. It's to America. And that day, we were able to see it clearly. So we're hoping that individuals with those things that took place, with the MLK events that are taking place, that this will be a watershed moment in our nation's history where more people will wake up and say, the work is not done. The work is not finished. We need to rally together to make sure that there is not two Americas. There is not systemic racism. There is not restraint shown from one person, one group of people, and almost zero restraint shown with another group of people. But sometimes it takes a graphic moment like that to show our Jackson community.
And of course, that work will never be done, likely.
I'm hoping that we get progress, though. You're right, it'll never be done, but I'm hoping we get progress. I'm hoping that that event, along with Reggie's message, along with several other messages this day, will show us that we need to rally together to make sure that we put that thing behind us, racism, systemic racism, implicit bias, so on and so forth.
You have another featured speaker, Reggie Hayes, don't you?
Yep, Reggie is going to be the keynote. Dr. Bledsoe, he marched with Dr. King. He's going to speak in that morning, during the morning at 10 o'clock. He marched. He was a little boy. He marched with Dr. King. He's going to speak that morning. And then at lunchtime, around 1 o'clock, the students are going to lead a forum on systemic racism, just hearing their voice in social justice and how they can make a difference. One thing that's powerful is there's a lot of white students that are leading this. So it's not just like choir members that are leading it, but everybody is rallying together saying, what can we do in our lifetime to make sure we make progress?
And, Lee, talk about Benny Poole.
Greg, you knew Benny?
Yeah, I knew Benny. Sure.
That was your buddy, man.
Yeah.
That was your buddy. Yes, sir. Well, Benny Poole, man, he powerful person because of how he was able to go out to Clark Lake back in the 60s, you know, and bring his music, and not just his music, but actually bridge the gap of the community.
Yeah.
From Francis Street to Clark Lake, bringing everybody together. So Benny Poole passed away, and Greg, the night before he passed away, we had called the family, and they said, we let him know, the college said that Benny Poole won the MLK Award, and they said, oh my goodness, he's going to be so happy to hear this, but he's in the hospital, Lee. I said, is he? They went up there and they told him, hey, the college just called. You won the MLK Award. He smiled. He acknowledged it. Mm-hmm. The next morning, he transitioned.
Wow.
So at least he was able to hear that he did win that award, and that meant a lot to him. So we're going to honor him during the MLK Award celebration at 6 o'clock that evening.
Oh, that's fantastic. I don't know who came up with that idea, but it was a good one.
Absolutely. Benny, man, he's just a giant. He's been with you. He's been all over the place. So we get a chance to almost like a funeral because they didn't have a funeral service for him.
Right.
His family chose not to have one. So his family came together, his wife, all of his children. And that day, they're all going to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to kind of eulogize him.
Fantastic. So next Monday, everything starts and we'll really run the course of the week, won't it, Lee?
Yep, so Monday morning at 10 o'clock, a major speech. At 1 o'clock, a major symposium on systemic racism led by the students. At 6 o'clock, Reggie Hayes is going to be the keynote speaker to the major event where Benny Poole will be honored. And then Tuesday, an honest conversation about race. At 2 o'clock, the whole community can come website, online, and join us for that. And then MLK Trivia is Wednesday. And then Wednesday evening, they're going to have a viewing of a documentary on King's life, his years in the wilderness. this is where King wasn't popular. And most people look at the MLK, I'm sorry, the I Have a Dream speech, and they'll say, King, wow, he was amazing. But after that, when he began to talk about the Vietnam War and poverty issues, then King became very unpopular, even in the North, you know. So sure. This is going to be a documentary. And then Thursday, the mayor, John Willis, NAACP, several others are all going to be a part of a race in the Jackson community. Where do we go from here? So that'll be Thursday at 2:00 p.m. So we look forward to that as well.
Fantastic.
A whole host of events.
Lee, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Hey, love you, man. Take care, Greg.
Fire up chips. Lee Hampton from Jackson College.